Back in my day, wrestlers were tough guys. So many of you have probably noticed by now that The Undertaker has a YouTube channel by the name of 6 Feet Under with Mark Calloway. And he's been doing YouTube videos, usually just 10, 15 minutes. A lot of them are lists or like Mount Rushmore type videos, that sort of thing. In fact, one of my more viewed shorts is actually on The Undertaker's Mount Rushmore of small guys / guys under 6 feet, of which I took umbrage of Undertaker calling Kurt Angle a short guy.
The Mount Rushmore of the small guys. And when I say the small guys, I'm talking about the 6 foot and under guys. Coming in at number 4, AJ Styles. Number 3, Chris Benoit. At number 2, the Olympic gold medalist himself, Kurt Angle.
Everybody's so impressed that The Undertaker had the balls to mention Chris Benoit that they didn't even stop to think that Kurt Angle is not a small guy. Sure, he's under 6 foot, but that's hardly a criteria for a small guy. Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, these are guys that were 5'7", 5'8". They were legit small guys. Kurt Angle wrestled as a heavyweight in college. The same weight class as Brock Lesnar. Just because The Undertaker's almost 7 foot tall doesn't mean that everybody else under him is a small guy. Kurt Angle is not a small guy. Yes, he also said 6 feet and under, and yes, Kurt Angle is shorter than The Undertaker, but he's not a small guy compared to the other guys that were on Taker's list. But that fueled a lot of interaction in the comments, I should say. It was pretty fun. I'll probably stir up some more here, right? He clearly said 6 feet and under. Yeah, he also clearly said small guys. And Kurt Angle is not a small guy. He's a heavyweight. But I digress. Let's get into it again in the comments. But now The Undertaker has come out, and I think these were clips from he had like a Patreon or something behind a paywall that he was doing. But now he has released a full episode. It is listed as episode 1 of 6 Feet Under with Mark Calloway, a full-length podcast, a sit-down, just like every other podcast that you see, sitting down with the same guy sitting across the table from him. And in this particular first video here, they got into the new direction of the WWE, and specifically Triple H being in charge now compared to the way Vince McMahon used to do shit backstage, and the differences with Paul Levesque running things backstage. And this was The Undertaker's thoughts. Check out this clip.
But back to Triple H, there is this like this calm backstage, and you know, the crew itself, like the talent, they're relatively young. Like yeah. Top to bottom, they're young people.
It really is a young roster right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, and they're all so chill and just.
Is Triple H a calm person just naturally?
I mean, I've seen him. I've seen him get worked up, but I haven't seen him get. I haven't seen him yell at talent. I haven't seen him, badmouth anybody like. There's been times where you come back through the curtain and you know that the ass chewing is coming.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that with him. Like I said, I haven't been around a whole lot.
Yeah.
But I've been around enough and I know him well enough and I can just tell. Just there is such, it's such a chill vibe. I almost don't like it. Because it's almost too calm.
Yeah.
And this is just me on the outside looking in, is like, they don't care enough.
Yeah.
And it's not that. It's just the atmosphere.
He's more of a warrior in the garden.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And just.
I mean, and instead of it being, yes, everything happens in the battlefield.
Yeah.
And so it really, and I think because that roster is so young, that kind of person that can nurture like he can, I think is perfect for, you know, this time period in the industry.
And I think a little bit of that has to go with the fact that I think just this new generation of just human beings question things a little bit more. And I think that they, you know, there's so much, I think, money involved in the sport as well. Mm-hmm. So where it's like, if you just start screaming at somebody today,
yeah,
a lot of these guys, they've made some change now.
Yeah.
And you know, they've they
you're just setting me up to just really
they might be completely okay with just walking away. And now with social media and them being able to go do other things, but like, I think you've got it. I think Triple H understands this is how I have to treat the talent. It's not treating them, making them softer per se.
I didn't say that. I did not say that anybody was.
I did say that. Did say that. You didn't say that at all. I'm just saying he's not necessarily making them softer. He just knows how to. Talk with them a little bit better and has a different relationship with them.
I agree with you. I was just playing.
And I think that he is breaking some boundaries that we've never seen before with WWE.
The Undertaker's just an old school guy, right? He comes from that old school era. This is the guy that criticizes today's locker room for sitting around filming TikToks and playing video games in the back instead of drinking a fifth or two of whiskey, playing cards, and smoking cigars. It's a different era. It's not the Undertaker's time anymore. And I don't think he fully understands that. I mean, he does. He mentions that he gets it and stuff, but he still criticizes it, right? He still looks down on it. He still sees the current locker room as not having the same kind of passion that he had back in his day. Back in my day, things were blah, blah, blah. Well, he came from a different era, right? The wrestlers of today are all nerds. They all grew up watching wrestling. They're all athletes and nerds. They're not fucking bouncers at the fucking bar like The Undertaker's era, where they're all just a bunch of big, burly, drunk, tough guys. It's not that industry anymore, and he needs to let it go. And it'll never be that industry again. And as far as Triple H, I like the way that Triple H runs shit compared to the way Vince McMahon did. He's able to relate to the talent better. Talent seemed to be able to open up to him more. You don't need to run things by fear and aggression and that sort of thing. You don't need to yell at people all the time to get your point across. Triple H has a different way of doing it. And it might not, The Undertaker might not agree with it. The Undertaker might look at that backstage and think that Triple H is playing with kid gloves with these talent. But that's where it's a corporate environment too. Undertaker came up in at the end of the territory days and in the early WWF days. I mean, fuck, for good half of Undertaker's run, WWF was not a public company. It was held privately. So the things that happened backstage and the things that went on stayed within the WWF. It's a different era. It's a corporate. It's publicly traded. It's a big corporation. There's billions of dollars. They got all these TV deals and stuff. They have to play it straight and narrow now. They can't be doing the same kind of shit. They can't run the business the same way they did back in the day. And though, you know, The Undertaker can disagree with it, and people like The Undertaker, I'm sure some of you watching are very old school as well, and also think that all the wrestlers today are a bunch of nerdy video game geeks. I get it. But that's the era that we're in now. You know, the era of the burly bar tough guy, it's just gone now. It's those people go to UFC. They don't get into wrestling. Wrestling's for nerds. But Undertaker, I think a lot of his show is going to end up just being him complaining about the current era. Seems to be the gist of, you know, all of his clips and that sort of thing. Taker probably does better not talking as much. You know, all of a sudden we spent an entire lifetime of The Undertaker being a man of few to no words at all. And now all of a sudden you can't shut this fucking guy up. He's got an opinion on everything and he talks and talks and kind of like me, right? Can't shut me up either. But with all due respect to The Undertaker, if that's going to be the meat and potatoes of his podcast, I don't know that he's going to find his audience in me. But I'm sure there's a lot of old school fans that love the old school guys when they trash the new talent and, you know, the back of my day conversations. I'm sure a lot of people love those. But it's not going to be for me so much. But I am going to continue to keep an eye on it And anytime there's an interesting clip or anything pops out from it, I'll be sure to share it with you here. But what are your thoughts? Did you watch the whole thing? Have you been keeping up with his the shorter clips and stuff that have been going out there on YouTube as well? What do you think of The Undertaker as a podcaster, as a YouTube guy, as a long-form speaker? And are you one of those people that kind of look down on the modern-day talent? Back in my day, wrestlers were tough guys. Or do you, are you more of a modern day, hey, I play video games too. I'm a nerd too. These are my people. Let me know down in the comments below. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next.
Oh yeah. Thanks for checking out the video here. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like it if you liked it. Yeah. You can check out full episodes each and every Sunday right here on the channel. Ooh, yeah. Dig it!
I hate Juggalos. I fucking hate them. I say all this with a grain of salt because for a good part of my own life, I proudly identified as a Juggalo.
You should come to the gathering with me.
Nah, man. I'm not into all that whoop-whoop shit anymore.
I'll pay for your ticket.
I got fired today.
Get the fuck out!
Still got room for me?
Spike, slow the fuck down! Cops!
Fuck your sleep! Fuck your sleep! Fuck your sleep!
The savages started closing in with their tiki torches and war paint.
Shit! Run! You guys got a dead body here already?
Even the aliens were throwing shade. It was pure panic and intense horror. There was a guy I saw got chopped in half. I had nothing left to go back to.
You alive?
Yep. The Gathering. A bold journey into the belly of the Juggalo underworld.